Hey everyone, welcome to the seventh episode of the PeteCraft Podcast. We've been off for a couple weeks because of BlizzCon and vacation and not really being able to set up a good time with everybody last week. But now we're back, and this week we'll be talking about the recent past, present, and soon-to-be future of Mistweavers. With us is Fatal Bones, who was part of our BlizzCon pre-show a couple weeks back. How's it going, Fatal? And then there's Harl, who we've been trying to get on for several weeks to talk about various things, and I guess the stars finally aligned. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm glad to finally make it.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have both of you. So let's dive right in there. So really kind of what I want to talk about first, you know, I don't play Mistweaver. I dabbled a little bit in Brewmaster for a couple weeks, but obviously primarily play Windwalker. So from your guys' experience, just kind of overall, with 8.1, you know, coming up in a couple weeks and making some changes to some classes and stuff like that, how do you guys feel, and I guess Fatal, we'll start with you, how do you feel that 8.0 has gone, you know, so far for Mistweaver from the beginning of the expansion to now?
I mean, I couldn't ask for much better for Mistweaver, honestly. Legion was pretty lackluster in terms of how viable we were for a raid spot. A lot of the changes that went from Legion to BFA actually changed in our favor. So we were finally given... We had a really high throughput cap, so we were actually ranked pretty good against other healers. We got pretty destroyed by the transition. So, I mean, we can't ask for much more as we stand right now. I know going into 8.1, the only thing we really have is a slight nerf to Enveloping Mist, which I was expecting more than that. It kind of only affects dungeons and kind of PvP. It shouldn't affect raid too much, though. So I think going into 8.1, we're still looking very solid. I've heard of guilds looking to recruit double Mistweaver in preparation for Bizarre Lore. So, yeah, Mistweaver is looking very good.
All right, and I want to come back to that Bizarre Lore in a minute. But before we get to that, you know, Harl, from your perspective, how has the expansion been for Mistweaver?
I mean, it's definitely better than Legion. We got a lot of the things we asked for. I think a big issue, and like something that people don't ever understand at like a entry level for PvP at least, is that last expansion we were pretty much playing with AMA, which is just BFA Soothing Mist basically, or you played Way of the Crane. Way of the Crane had a lot of drawbacks, but it had stun prevention pretty much. That's why people took it. So I mean, BFA has been okay. Removing the stun immunity from Way of the Crane really hurt a lot of the comps with turbo, but people are still running it because they want to kill people in two globals, because that's how you play Mistweaver right now. You lose long, drawn-out engagements.
So when you say turbo, what does turbo mean? Explain it to somebody like myself who knows pretty much nothing about arena comps.
So turbo is one of the only comps you can viably run at a high level. PvP is a Mistweaver. It's Arms Warrior, Enhancement Shaman, Healer, in this case Mistweaver. And your goal is to pop everything, kill your target in two swings, and win the game.
Gotcha. So then kind of if they survive the burst and, you know, and it goes more than, I guess, the first initial engagement, then things get a little hairy.
Yeah, the issue with turbo is outside of your cooldowns, you don't really do much. You kind of just CC and wait for your cooldowns to come back up. And that's where rot comps or unholy DKs or shadow priests just eat you up.
Gotcha. All right, so coming back to Fatal, what you mentioned, and I want to talk more about 8.1 in a little bit, but so I don't forget, what is it, I guess, about Dazara lore that would make having a second Mistweaver more desirable than maybe it is now an old year?
I don't think it's much that it's more viable. I think just what they do, I think more people are starting to play Mistweaver now that it's gotten popular at a high level. Like, Mistweaver had such a bad notoriety going into BFA that people didn't really take it seriously. I don't want to say that, like, I don't know. People just didn't catch on to how good Mistweaver was. And then, obviously, like, top guilds are getting world first with it. I think it's inspiring a lot of mid-tier guilds in Mythic to start running Mistweavers. And I've gotten a couple offers to join guilds as a second Mistweaver, which usually you'd have to look to replace the Mistweaver. So I think it's just more that they are good and are staying good, and they are reliable. So people are looking to start bringing more of them in on Mythic.
Gotcha. So it's less that there's some kind of mechanic or fight design that makes Mistweaver strong, and more that just more people are catching on to and have had the time to kind of make the switch to Mistweaver being so strong?
Yeah, I think so. As far as fights making Mistweaver better, like utilizing what Mistweaver brings, I'm not sure. I'm sure there are some ad fights that Mistweaver is, again, really good for with Ring of Peace and Leg Sweep, but I haven't looked at all of the fights yet. I'm sure there's some crazy stuff Mistweaver can pull off, though.
Gotcha. And we do, you know, still have a month or so just till the patch, and then another month until the raid, so I think we'll be all right. Plenty of time for people to make those switches and get adjusted. All right, so then let's talk a little bit about BlizzCon, which was 2 weeks ago now. Something that I'd wanted to talk last week about, but we couldn't get people together to record the podcast. So in 2 weeks ago in BlizzCon, we did see, I guess, kind of the final step in the Mythic Dungeon Invitational, which was the Mythic Dungeon All-Stars. We did see a little bit of Mistweaver used through Shell's Angels, or I guess Excel's Angels, whatever they were called. Although they didn't make it past the first round, so we didn't get a chance to see whether they would stick it out with that comp in the second round. And obviously, it's a relatively small sample size, but why do you guys think, or how do you guys feel that Mistweaver is doing right now in Mythic Dungeons, and you know, why does, or I guess doesn't, that match what went on in the MDI at BlizzCon?
You can start, huh?
Well, speaking strictly on casual or just like regular Mythic Dungeon play, I think Mistweaver is great. It's obviously better than it was in Legion, where you couldn't realistically do anything that really challenged you because you just didn't have the tools. I think BFA Mistweaver has a ton of tools, and like that's why people like it, because you have a lot of answers for things that you didn't in Legion. I think where it falls short is super niche specific dungeon strats, like where we saw the Unholy DK doing 50k DPS, whereas if you had a Mistweaver, possibly you would want to Ring of Peace some mobs, kite a little bit, etc. Like, I think Mistweaver as a base is very good, but other healers work better with niche comps.
Something to add to, I think at that top level of play where at the MDI, they're not pushing the highest keys they can. They're pushing relatively mid-tier keys and seeing how fast they can do them. I think when you look at what to bring there, Resta Druid is really good because it has stealth, it has a B-res, its throughput is good enough, it does good damage. You saw, obviously, a lot of the comps running Night Elves to do stealth skips, which Resta Druid can do very well. It just mass reses afterwards, and it just makes skips far easier than it would with a Mistweaver. Not same with Disc Priest. Disc Priest is good for number of different reasons. It brings a ton of damage to to boss fights. It's pretty ridiculous, actually. Can almost match the tank in terms of damage. And usually when you run into this priest, you run another B-res, but it's so worth it because discs damage conversion into healing is just insane. Mistweaver, I don't think, is good for that type of content in terms of, like, mid-tier keys, smashing through them as fast as you can. Their damage is good, just not Disc Priest. I think Restor Druid competes with it as well, and Restor Druid brings a lot of things Mistweaver doesn't. Mistweaver is really good for, I think, pushing really high keys, because they bring so many tools in terms of CC. Also, something people don't think about is Brewmaster and Windwalker are pretty unpopular in Mythic Plus right now. So you're not getting that physical damage debuff on enemy trash packs, which Mistweaver would bring to high keys. And there's a lot of silly stuff you can do with Diffuse Magic too. So I think at a very high level key, pushing probably 17, 18 plus, Mistweaver is amazing. But for what MDI does, I think Disc Priest and Restor Druid are too good at what they do.
Gotcha. So, I mean, just, you know, giving a kind of a quick look at the current Mythic Plus runs and stuff through Raider IO, you know, just looking at, like, say, 15s and up, because that's the highest bracket that they go. You know, right now, looking at the top 20 runs, there's five of the top 20 have been done with a Mistweaver. And even kind of, you know, back to your point, five of the top 20 have been done with a Brewmaster. You know, I think the big, obviously the big problems, and, you know, we'll talk more about that when we get to Brewmasters in a week or two. You know, when you look at 15s and ups for Mythic Plus, 58.6% are done with the DK. You know, then you got Demon Hunters at 14.3 and Brewmasters at 10.2 and Prop Pally's at 10.8. So, I mean, I think even it's less that Brewmaster isn't strong and more than just DK is just crazy. But, you know, looking at healers, you know, you got Resto Druid at 29.4%, Disc Priest at 24.8%, and Mistweaver at 22.3%, and then there's a huge jump down to Holy Pallies at 14.6%, and then you got Holy Priest and Resto Shaman down in the fours. You know, so I think, you know, definitely the data supports kind of what you were saying in that, in general, in higher keys, Mistweaver is a totally reasonable, nice, strong choice for pushing those high keys, but you definitely made a good point in that the MDI was not the same as pushing high keys. It was pushing mid keys quickly. You know, and I think that's definitely something that leads to a big difference in those comps. I think that's a great point. All right, so moving into... from MDI into the other eSport that we saw at BlizzCon, the Arena Championship. There was not a ton of Mistweaver play, but some consistently selected Mistweavers in some of their comps. So, Harl, since this is kind of your area of focus, how do you feel Mistweaver is doing in PvP right now? I know you touched on it a little bit. But then kind of, you know, specifically about the Arena Championship, how did that go for Mistweavers?
The biggest issue with Mistweaver is it's not Resto. It's not a Shaman and it's not a Druid. And that's it. I mean, the toolkit that Druid has and just kind of the blanket of security that your DPS can have when you have pots rolling on you and you know that your Druid still has tree form, you can make some interesting decisions that you cannot make with a Mistweaver. And Shaman just heals so much that it's actually unfair. I mean, one Riptide taking you from 25 to 70% is kind of unfair and is hard to play around. But it's just how World of Warcraft is. I think a good showing for Mistweaver was in round one with a Tempo Storm. They played Order. And Order ran Survival Ret, Resto Shaman, which at the beginning of the season was like the best comp you could ever run. I mean, you could switch in a rogue there, but, like, that was basically it. And Tempo ran Turbo, and they crushed them pretty easily, but that's mainly because Tempo is just a better team. They're just better players.
Okay, because, I mean, then, you know, obviously going to the next round, Tempo Storm kind of switched it up. They lost one match as with a Mistweaver, one match as a Resto Shaman, and one match with a Disc Priest, although it appears that my very limited knowledge that, you know, the team they were up against, Skill Capped, was running a Resto Shaman and this Turbo comp?
Yeah, I mean, Skill Capped took Tempo's lineup, or their team comp, and made it better. And then in game two, Tempo tried the exact same thing. It was Turbo with a Shaman, but they obviously didn't have the practice that they needed. I mean, Skullcap is a very good team. They always have been, and they probably always will be. And then in game three, they tried Disc Outlaw Fire, which is like a super meme-y comp. And like, it works sometimes when you can blow people up, but it didn't work.
Okay, and then I know another team that you mentioned early on was Pen and Paper. They seem to kind of switch between using a Resto Druid and a Mistweaver, almost alternating between every round, where they would play five games as a Resto Druid, then five games as a Mistweaver, and so on and so forth. I know you'd kind of mentioned them early. Why was it that they kind of stuck with, you know, their comp, which seems to be Mistweaver Arms and or Mistweaver Fury and an Unholy DK, you know, what kind of made that comp more desirable for them?
I think Pen and Paper is the most interesting team at this entire tournament, mostly because I like to watch interesting specs, and Fury and Unholy, I think, are two interesting specs. Fury gives you a little... You play differently with a Fury than you do in Arms Warrior, where Arms Warrior will pop everything and just cleave somebody down. Fury has somewhat of a more smooth and consistent flow, and then you can really chop somebody up with your Zerking, and you don't really have to heal them as much since they have Bloodthirst, which is, it seems like a pretty small thing, but it's super huge when dampening happens. And Unholy is really good for spread pressure, which really helps Mistweaver. Because if the entire enemy team has spread pressure, they can't just focus one person down. They're going to have to respond to the spread pressure. So that gives Mistweaver just more time. And time is really what Mistweaver needs. That's what it always needs.
Gotcha. All right. I mean, that makes sense. And kind of, you know, thanks for bringing that perspective, because again, I know very little about Arena. My Arena experience is painful and distant, really limited to like Warlords and trying to get the two piece on my Windwalker, which was incredibly uncomfortable experience.
God, I miss Warlords PvP so much.
Yeah, I think my PvP experience was mostly MOP and Warlords, and kind of stopped in Legion.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think, you know, really as a whole from BlizzCon, it definitely showed that, consistent with what we're seeing in raids, you know, and I'll touch on raids a little bit, you know, but that Mistweaver is really in a nice spot right now. Not super overpowered, you know, needs to be nerfed, but and seems to be in a really comfortable position for everybody. I mean, looking at the raid data, you know, for mythic parses, you know, Mistweaver is the most popular healer, with 49,443 parses. Second is Holy Pally at 46,500. You know, so that shows that Mistweaver is slightly. It's not a huge jump where kind of everybody is having a Mistweaver, although I'm sure most people probably do. I know when we killed Gahoon last week or a week and a half ago or now, we were the first guild in the world to kill it without any type of healing priest. And it just worked out that way because our healers were at BlizzCon. Like JB, busy doing the MDI stuff. But, even down at Heroic, Miss Weaver is the second highest or second most popular healer, behind Resto Druid. So, I think that stuff really does kind of speak to Miss Weaver seeming, from my perspective, somebody who knows very little about healers and pays very little attention to healers. It does seem like Miss Weaver's in a really nice, kind of comfortable spot.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is also that unlike Disc and Resto Shaman and probably Holy Pally too, Miss Weaver, its skill cap is pretty, someone who doesn't play the game much could do all right as Miss Weaver without much knowledge of the spec. It's to do very, to do top level play, I think it does take a lot of skill managing your globals well. But I think after a certain point, the amount of output you get per bit of skill kind of falls off. So I think it's a comfortable pick for a lot of people who are coming into healing fresh and looking for someone to play. And I think that's shown in how many mythic Mistweavers there are now. And we've seen a lot of that in Peak. A lot of new faces have shown up in Peak since around Uldir started. A lot of people switching from other specs that weren't satisfying them to Mistweaver because they thought it was fun and relatively simple to play. I think it's a very easy healer to pick up, and then it's fun to learn how to improve your gameplay, even if it's pretty minimal jumps.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty important aspect about Mistweaver because, at a base, it's a pretty simple healer. You're going to understand what to do, but there are a lot of hidden, not really hidden, but buried mechanics within Mistweaver that I think people tend to overlook at first. And then once you understand how that works in the whole package, bit by bit, it becomes a lot more fun and a lot more engaging. Because when you first pick up Mistweaver, if you're used to a very interactive healer, let's use Disc Priest as an example, because all my Disc Priest friends have been complaining about it. Once you play Mistweaver more and more, you'll understand that it's not quite as simple as always pressing Essence Font and Renewing Mist, because you're going to miss a lot of healing that way.
Yeah, whereas Disc Priest, I think a lot of the Disc Priest, like what Harl said, are dissatisfied with what Disc turned into this expansion. It took so many going through logs and finding correct timings for abilities that every global was important to your healing. If you missed a global of an ability or didn't have an ability up when you needed it, it was hugely impactful on how much healing you could do that fight. And I think, yeah, when someone's looking for someone to play, Mistweaver is just the first place most people look as their first option.
And also, I have no idea if this is an issue with Windwalker and Brewmaster, because I know you guys have Simcraft at your disposal, but especially when Uldia dropped, I think Fatal and I had a small discussion about this. The spreadsheet, the way it worked in Legion, was pretty straightforward, especially stat weight-wise, and BFA changed a lot of things that at first even the people that were working on the spreadsheet didn't initially catch. For example, how much mastery actually went up in value person to person. And so working through that was honestly pretty engaging as well. I know that's not in-game Mistweaver stuff, but it's a really nice thing. And I think newer people, once they accept that's how it has to be, can enjoy learning that as well.
So what you're saying is my way off the bench is to play Miss Weaver.
Yes, actually, yeah. Yes, I think so.
Okay, because, I mean, life is tough being the second Windwalker in a raid group and not even the best one.
Yeah, I mean...
Although, our other Windwalker did play Mistweaver for Gahoon, because we were kind of strapped with healers going all over the place to BlizzCon and stuff. So, he also apparently is better at healing than I am. So, I think I'm just screwed.
Well, if you main swap, like, if you spec swap as your main to Mistweaver, then I'm sure you'd have potential. Because everyone wants one.
Well, I mean, we already have one who's very good. Yeah, no, we have Jake who's very good.
Oh, Jake Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I believe he's somewhat active in your guys' channels. But yeah, he's been with us for a while. But all right, so, you know, kind of done dealing with the past and the present. You know, we touched on it a little bit. Looking forward into the future in 8.1. What does Miss? I mean, a lot of pretty much the general monk spec theme for Miss for 8.1 is really not many big changes, a little bit of tweaks here and there. Is there anything notable coming for Mistweavers in 8.1?
I have no idea. This is probably not going to matter in PvE, but the enveloping nerf is pretty big in PvP, just because that's how you catch up as a Mistweaver, is enveloping an insurgent. With an enveloping nerf, that just brings Mistweaver's healing power down. So, what I'm assuming will happen is it'll just bring Spirit of the, or Wave the Crane back up. Now, there's the Life Cocoon Azurite trait stuff, which is super good for Chrysalis, which is another PvP talent. But it probably will not push Wave the Crane out, because people are going to see that enveloping mist nerf and go, okay, so I'm not actually a healer. I'm just a third DPS.
I'm glad you mentioned the Burst of Life change. I completely forgot about that one. Yeah, they kind of buffed Burst of Life. I think it reduces Life Cocoon's cooldown now, but I think the problem... Is that right, Harold? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, it's a cooldown nerf. Or cooldown reduction.
I mean, I like that they're trying to buff it, but I think the problem with Burst of Life is that inherently it affects Life Cocoon, and anything that affects a cooldown is a mediocre cooldown at best is not a good trait to stack or even take at all, especially when like Life Cocoon, which is just a big absorb. So I think they would need to functionally change Burst of Life if they're going to change it, or they could just remove it, because I don't think interaction with Life Cocoon is very impactful on how you can heal a raid. But yeah, the enveloping mist nerf obviously will be noticeable in PvP. I think it kind of sucks for Mythic Plus as well, since enveloping mist is how you keep the tank alive, how you keep a DPS that's getting trucked by, say, some dots or something, how you keep them alive. I don't think it's not that big of a nerf. It's from like high 200s to low 200s. I think it's 40% nerf, but well, not sorry. That sounds bad. It's like 280% spell power to like 240% spell power. That's probably wrong, but it's a relatively small nerf. So I think it won't impact how Mistweaver works too much, and it will almost not impact Mistweaver's raid healing at all. You rarely cast Developing Mist as a raid healer. So I think going forward into Dazar lore, Mistweaver's not changing. You didn't take Burst of Life anyways. You're not going to take it now. So that's not really impactful at all. And then Developing Mist nerf, it would go unnoticed if they changed it and then didn't tell us about it. I don't think anyone would even know it happened. So I think we're looking very solid in raid going forward still.
Awesome. All right. So, you know, kind of looking ahead, since you guys kind of both covered it, is there something that you think Miss Weavers could use changed or unchanged or whatever in PvP, PvE? You know, if there was one change in 8.1 that you'd like to see, what would it be?
I don't care about anything at all regarding Monk as a whole, except Way of the Crane should just be removed. It's so awful to play. And it's even worse when people try to defend it, because the way Way of the Crane works with how the game mechanics work feels so bad. It's so unfun. But some people like it, I guess, so.
Yeah, I think it's fun for the lower end PvPers who like just going in and one-shotting someone with a friend and like laughing and having fun. But I don't think it's very healthy for Arena at a high level to have an honor talent that consumes 25% of your mana to do damage for a bit.
Yeah, people also forget it's upwards of 20% of your mana with no stun immunity anymore. It's just roots. And Yulon's Gift, or whatever the hell it's called, the root removing honor talent when you chi torpedo, is strictly better for that. So you're only taking away, you're consuming 20% of your mana to do some damage.
That does seem like it would be quite a lot.
Yeah, especially when higher end games go for longer, the server just gets worse as the game goes on. Especially if you keep using Way of the Crane, it'll just be in no time.
Especially since haste is your good stat. So you have haste, which the meme is that haste makes you faster. But in PvP, that's just true. That's how it works.
Interesting. Let's say this, if the meta were to shift in PvP to shorter games, you know, like we've kind of seen in the past, you know, where it's all about that burst, would Way of the Crane then be a stronger talent, or is there just kind of no helping it?
I mean, it'll certainly get stronger when games take less time, which always happens because you get more gear. Blizzard doesn't balance PvP correctly. That's just how it is. So, like, it'll get stronger, and then by default, Mystery Boot will be better. But I really want interactive choice, where it's not just take Way of the Crane, go all in until you die. I want, like, Disarm to be super important. Healing Spheres is a super cool idea. I know a lot of people don't like them, but I think it's cool. I mean, even the Thunder whatever T that makes you immune to interrupts is super niche and fun to use. Yeah, Zen Focus, there you go.
Gotcha. And I know from a Windwalker perspective, one of the things that we're kind of continuing to clamor for is some of that interactivity, I guess, as you put it. Things doing a little, you know, just a little bit more than what they do. Having some other kind of secondary effect to make them maybe usable in a different way or at a different time. So, I mean, is that the kind of thing that you're talking about?
Yeah, just like make it to where you know a good Mistweaver because they can make the changes that they need to make.
Gotcha. So, you know, so I guess kind of what you guys were talking about earlier, where Mistweaver is kind of a good healer for people to jump in to, do you feel then that there's, I guess, less of a ceiling for people to really push the spec?
Well, like I was saying, I think the better you get, like, there are very noticeable improvements you can make, but they don't impact how much healing you do very much. Like, as you get better and better at Mistweaver, you'll start to notice them doing things that you aren't, if you were kind of a new Mistweaver, you'll notice high-level Mistweavers doing things that you're not doing. And it shows, but not as much as, say, getting that good at a Disc Priest. So I think there are noticeable changes that happen when you get better at Mistweaver, just not as giant as the gaps between, like, a meh Disc Priest and a really good Disc Priest or something like that.
Well, I mean, I could be wrong, but Disc has kind of almost always been that way, right? I mean, I can remember going back even to Wrath, like if you were someone who knew the fights and you could blanket shield people at the right time, like it was just bananas.
Well, in Legion, I think, I mean, their skill cap has gone down since Legion, but in Legion, you had to be very good at your spec to do the to reach the ceiling that this piece can offer. I honestly don't think anyone ever reached that ceiling, but people probably came very close. Whereas Mistweaver, you can offer different things in terms of damage, maybe, or do better spot healing once you get better at recognizing patterns in raid, when you should pop Manatee and stuff. But those changes will allow you to do more healing, but not an insane amount of more healing.
All right. Anything to add to that, Harl, or in pretty much agreement?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how I feel. I think also something I want to see come back in 8.1 is just Spirit of the Crane on in raid fights. I don't know how everyone feels, but for me personally, that was one of my favorite mechanics in Legion, was weaving in Spirit of the Crane stacks with how you healed. And I think it would be really fun with the fact that Mistweaver is just better at healing. I think that's something that people didn't like, was that you had to drop healing when you used Spirit of the Crane, at least somewhat. And since Mistweaver was already behind, it didn't feel good.
Especially in Ildir, Spirit of the Crane feels very bad because the fights are very hard to weave in melee swings while you're trying to obey the mechanics in Antorus. You could be in melee on almost every single fight in there, and you'd be unnoticeable that you were in melee. In Ulthir, I think the bosses are either inactive for too long where you can't use Spear of the Crane. You can't get in melee because it's very limited. Maybe it's changed on Mithrax now that melee are immune, but before Mithrax, you had to run like 4 or 5 melee or else, and if the Mistweaver came to melee, you'd get annihilated by the DPS.
Yes, we lived that life on Mithrax. Yeah. It was unpleasant. I can't say it was unpleasant. I was a melee. I haven't done Mithrax at all.
Yeah.
I've never even seen that fight.
You can see how a Mistweaver would not be welcome to melee. So it's just very toxic to try to play Spirit of the Crane in Ulthir. Maybe in Dazar'alhor, the fights are more forgiving, where you can get in melee more. But it was not the best talent to take in Ulthir. You just had to run Manatee, and it almost served the same purpose.
So, I mean, I guess on that, just because I'm curious, do you know, were Mistweavers affected by the melee immunity on Mithrax?
They're immune now.
Okay. I figured that was because Mistweavers have kind of always had that. But that's, I'm sure, good to know for people who were unaware of it, and I'm sure good to know for myself as I set up comp and try and weasel my way into a Mithrax kill maybe this week.
Fully Paladin 2, anyone was wondering.
Okay, that's good to know, because we do have those, as most people do, especially raid guilds. That's actually really great information. I'll make sure to keep that in mind when I'm setting comp this week, because I get to set the comp. I don't always get to be in it. Trials of being a second Windwalker.
Are you going to set yourself in the comp?
I don't know. I don't think I need anything from Mithrax, and it doesn't really seem like a very enjoyable fight.
Maybe with the melee nurse.
That's where we're going to run all the melee now. Yeah. And our range is just going to have to find the space on the other side.
What happens if you run only melee? Do your MC orbs not exist?
I would imagine there's some kind of limit. There's been limits to stuff like that in the past.
Yeah, it's just going to spawn on your tank.
Yeah.
That's probably true, unfortunately.
I know.
I mean, you know, it's worth a shot. We have a lot of melee in our raid. I think we can field 9 or 10 melee. So maybe I'll give that a shot this week for Mithrax and see how it goes. And just make our range have to deal with all the mechanics, as they rightfully should, selecting range. But all right, so that you know, that's going to kind of bring things to the close. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add about Miss Weavers? I did not prepare for this podcast as much as I had in the past, so we don't have questions from patrons or anything like that. But, you know, is there anything you guys want to add, tips or tricks or anything that you've learned, something quick for the listeners?
You go, Harold.
I think something, it's not really tips and tricks, but I guess it's more of advice. I think a lot of Mistweavers that played, or healer players in general, in Legion, unless you were a Disc or a Holy Paladin, kind of got discouraged about moving up, whatever content you do, PvE or PvP. But I think if you're playing Mistweaver in BFA, it's pretty much the perfect chance to move up as high as you can, realistically, because you're always needed. In PvP, not so much, but if you have a good turbo comp, you can make it. We've seen turbo all the way throughout AWC. And raid, I mean, everyone needs two Mistweavers. That's just how it is.
Well, not two, but definitely.
At least one.
Was that it, Harold?
Yeah, that's all I have.
I think one thing going forward, where I know we're talking about changes we want to see, I heard from a little birdie that monk visuals are getting touched up in the future, so we can expect to see.
Oh boy, I'm sure there are people out there who are very excited to hear that.
Yeah, I am excited to hear that.
All right. Well, I think that's some fabulous news and advice from Harl, you know, as well. I think that's a great point right now, that Miss Weaver's in a good spot to kind of let people maybe move up if that's what they're interested in. So thank you very much, you guys, for coming. I very much appreciate you finding the time to sit with me and go through this and talk about Miss Weaver's. I know almost nothing about, although I do feel compelled to maybe learn a little bit about Miss Weaver, maybe even give it a try, I say jokingly, even though I don't think I've actually logged in like 4 days.
I feel that too much.
You know, I mean, it's, yeah, the end of expansion grind is killing me before the first major patch in the new expansion.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not the only one.
No, I'm experiencing the slight burnout right now as well. I was pushing Mythic Plus so much at the beginning of expansion, and around BlizzCon, I've been taking a break from doing most stuff outside of raiding.
Yeah, no, so I again, appreciate you guys for coming. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Next week, I believe we'll be dealing with Windwalkers, covering some of the same stuff. To kind of get people ready for Windwalkers in 8.1 and talk about how we did in the past of this expansion so far. So thank you again, Fatal and Harl, for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, so that's going to bring the podcast to the close. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you like this type of content, make sure to support peakofserenity.com. If you're looking for any information about Miss Weaver or any of the other specs, definitely check out peakofserenity.com. We try to keep the largest and most up-to-date amount of information we can about all three specs. Although things have been a little bit quiet the last couple weeks, I kind of feel like I think I'm going through like article withdrawal or something. But things will start ramping up as we get close to 8.1, or maybe they won't, because there's really not a lot to write about for the three specs in 8.1. But if you like this type of podcast, as well as all the other content we provide, please consider supporting the site through Patreon and PayPal. Many of us also stream through Twitch and stuff, other stuff like that. So thank you again to my guests for coming. Thank you to everybody for listening. And until next time, have a good night, morning, afternoon, whatever it is, wherever you are.